All right, everyone, welcome on into Out and About. I think this is episode 41. We're joined with a very special guest today. He's a big, sexy Italian man. His name is Joey Camasta. He's a comedian. He's been on KFC Radio. He's best friends with Snooki. Does that annoy you when people introduce you as best friends with Snooki?
No, I don't care anymore. It's fine. It's been 10 years.
Well, thank you so much for popping on. You actually have a new cooking show coming out on the Food and Wine YouTube.
The Food and Wine lifestyle brand.
Can we talk about what that is really quick? We plug your shit before we get into
Absolutely. So it's a new show that I'm doing called, it's going to be called Cook the Book. And it's basically I kind of team up with other celebrity cookbook authors each week. And I, you know, make one of the recipes from the book and we kind of go do banter and go back and forth. And it's a fun, it's a gay old time. It's me. It's a comedy show. It's a cooking show. It's
You're the gay barefoot Contessa.
Correct. I was just in the Hamptons and I drove past her house.
Did you do anything to it?
I was trying to steal a hydrangea plant. Like I was trying to clip a hydrangea, but there was the gardeners were outside, so I was like, I had to go by, and I was afraid Jeffrey was going to, ask me off the property.
Who's Jeffrey?
Her husband, her gay husband.
Okay, I didn't know that.
He's not gay, but everyone thinks he is. So it's going to come out every Tuesday on Food and Wine's YouTube. So go make sure to subscribe to Food and Wine's YouTube channel, and you can follow me on Instagram at MrP79. That's MISTERP79.
We plugged it, and you know what? While we're plugging things, before we even get going on this interview, I got to talk to you guys about Adam and Eve. AdamandEve.com is the best part of staying at home, and the best part of staying at home is playing at home. And now you can take advantage of the downtime and choose almost any one item for 50% off. And when you do, you'll also get free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Just remember to use offer code ABOUT. That's ABOUT at checkout. AdamandEve.com has thousands of products to make sure you are glad you're staying at home. Sex toys make being at home so much more enjoyable. Hell, even shopping from home is more enjoyable when you're shopping for a sex toy. Do you have any sex toys?
Yes, I do.
Which ones do you have? From Adam and Eve, obviously, code ABOUT.
Yes, I have the fleshlight, the vagina fleshlight.
Oh, vagina, but you're gay.
I know, because I like to pick things up. I also put on press on nails sometimes when I jerk off to make it feel like a woman's touching me. We're going to dive deep today.
Okay. We're doing all these ads first. So go to adamandeve.com and use code ABOUT for almost 50% off any one free item plus free shipping. Tell me, you're from New Jersey, you live on the Upper East Side.
Correct.
You are, can I reveal your age?
Yeah, 42.
You're 42. What was it like growing up gay in New Jersey in the 90s?
I was thriving then. I was the only one, and I was glad about it because I didn't want any competition for that straight dick girl. Am I right, ladies? I was fine because I always had my comedy, so unfortunately I didn't get beat up and left in the woods. Like most of my friends, but I kind of lucked out because I had my personality to go back on. So even though someone might have been a homophobe, I made them laugh it off, and I was just kind of lovable. So I always had a good upbringing.
Were you popular?
Yes.
You
I was nominated
popular.
For Prom King.
Were you?
Yes.
Was it as a joke or was it real?
Because
sometimes the gay guys get nominated as it. That happened in my school. We nominated the biggest flamboyant gay guy to do it.
I don't know. Unless I wasn't in on the joke, but no, I don't think it was a joke.
And then how did you get – you've always been doing comedy.
Yeah.
When did you start doing comedy? When did you get onto – because you're popular on Instagram. You have 187,000 followers. Mm-hmm. You've made a name for yourself aside from the whole Snooki thing. So I'm always curious to see how someone built their fan base.
Right, Well, I started doing – I was a makeup artist for many years.
Okay.
Many years. You know, when you're born gay, you get two choices. Daddy's a little girl or – a makeup artist or interior designer, floral designer. So I picked makeup when they put it out to me, when the Lord came to me and said, bitch, what you want to do?
Floral design.
Yeah. So I picked makeup, and so I did makeup for a long time, and that's when I met Nicole or Snooki, and I started doing celebrity makeup. So I was doing celebrity makeup all the time, and I kind of always was funny and kind of doing what I wanted to do. And I just kind of fell into things. You know, I was did a bunch of reality shows and things.
What shows did you do?
Like trashy ones, like Jersey Shore and
Were you Jersey on Jersey Shore? By the way, did you see what Snooki had on her Twitter?
When?
Today and yesterday, going through old outfits and saying what was really happening during the scene.
Oh, yeah. We do that in our show.
Incredible. That's one of my favorite segments.
Yeah, we do that on our live show. So we've been doing live shows in theaters with our live podcast shows. So that's one of the segments we do where we bring up old red carpet photos of what was happening. And we kind of say, girl, what were you going through? So we do that on our live shows that we do. But now we're doing Looped Live, which is going to be – we have a show on April 30th It's go to loopedlive.com slash Snooki and Joey, and you can buy tickets there. So the tickets are like $15 or $12.
It's not
and
bad.
We go through our live show, but we just do it online because we don't want anyone to catch COVID.
Do you think that's like Pride just got canceled? I don't know if you're a big Pride guy. Like
I was back in the day, but now it's just Puerto Rican lesbians getting fistfights. It's like, you know.
Pride
Again,
Island.
It's No, I don't know.
The Pride Island, it's like on Pier 57. It's basically a humongous, like, circuity dance party.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. Madonna was at it last year.
No, I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, it was a blast. I had fun last year. I thought I was going to die because I was on this pier just squished up against a fence with Donatella Versace behind me 2 years ago.
Right before.
Squished up against a fence. Literally thought I was going to die. I go, if the thing collapses, we're all screwed. A bunch of gays in the water. We'd be fucked.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like what was that place? Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta. Yeah. Have you been?
No, I haven't been yet, but I will. Now that I have my new body, I'm able to take my blouse off. Well, not everywhere. I don't want to get flagged.
Wait, I got to talk to you about your blouse.
Can I call you Trish?
Yes.
Okay, because my mother, may she rest in peace, my mother's freshly dead.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
7 years ago, but I'm kidding. Freshly dead. She used to call everyone she knew named Pat, she would call Trish, like for short. So like I've been calling like people, even like people, like there's the most famous makeup artist in the world who names Pat McGrath. I met her, and it's like everyone's like terrified of her. And I was like, oh, hey, Trish. What's up, girl? So I'm going to call you Trish.
You can call me Trish. But wait, the Pride Island got canceled. Do you think that's bullshit?
No, it's – well, because everyone – you know, if they're not going to
– But we're going to be vaxxed.
Catch syphilis.
But we're going to be vaxxed.
Oh.
So who cares?
Well, why are they canceling? Because of COVID?
Because of COVID. I feel like we're at the precipice now. Like they're saying Roaring Twenties are coming back.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I feel like we're at the precipice. They should just have it, no?
When is it going to be? June?
June. Half the country is going to – we already have a third of the country vaxxed.
Right.
They want us to still wear – we're doing a COVID show.
Yeah.
They want us to still wear a mask. I was annoyed at it. I want to have – the parade is going to be canceled. You can't have a parade unless you're protesting.
Everything's going to be canceled? Like all like shows, yes. Like sports events and all that stuff?
Yeah. No, I think that the gay pride will be canceled. But I don't think – I think the city
will
try –
gays aren't the most responsible. Let's just say that.
I know. Shocked you were a little bit late, but at the same time I wasn't surprised at all today because you know we like to be late to everything.
True that.
I think that it's bullshit that it gets canceled. I think it should be open.
It is outside,
right?
It is outside. So I mean, again, like in order for it to be what it is, it has to be packed to the gills. Like you need to be pressed up against Donatella Versace,
right?
About to fall off the water.
Yeah, that was my experience there. It was incredible.
And you think, I mean, because they won't, you know, as you know, the gays, they're not going to let it just be, they'll find a way in.
Well,
if they only sell 25% tickets, the queens will get airlifted into the fucking, into the party with GHB and their assholes.
They'll get, what is GHB? It's G. Like, I've seen it. It was actually at a party I was at this weekend. It came in like a little, sitting in a living room, people were doing G. It was something.
I want to meet some of your gay friends. You're my only gay friend now, Trish. I have one other one, but I'm mad at her because she canceled a dinner party last week.
It's a woman.
No, it's a guy.
Oh, her. Okay. Her.
Where are you from?
Apologies.
Oh, you've been hanging out with in a bar stool too long, girl.
What is G? So G is
GHB. I don't know what it is. It's a tranquilizer, I think, of some sorts. And I know I had it once, and they always have it in water bottles at parties. And it just makes you feel like I only took it once, and I was in P-Town at Bear Week, and I was poolside. Okay? And I kept.
I got a P-Town Bear Week story for you after this.
Oh, girl. So I put my I had my handbag with me with all my liquor in it because I go, you know, order one drink, then you go to the restroom and pretend you're changing and bring your purse with you like a lady, and that's when you refill your drinks. Who's paying $9 for a watered down fucking gin and tonic? Not me.
This is recently you're doing this?
Well, a couple years ago. I drank water Pinot Grigio out of a water bottle on a train ride to Brooklyn the other day.
Okay.
Girl to go. I have to be thrifty.
I love that.
So I took GHB, but I said to my friend, I said, can I drink a tea if I took GHB by the pool today?
You can't drink at all on it, right?
No, you'll die immediately.
But you did.
No, I waited. There's a time frame. So I had to text one of my friends and said to her, and my text exactly was, if I had some G poolside this afternoon, am I going to be ready to drink my tea? And she's like, you should probably wait, girl. Tea dance is like the afternoon 4 o'clock dance party.
So what happened when you drank it? What were the side effects? I was afraid to do it. I sniffed poppers this weekend.
I have poppers in my purse.
Should we do some on the show? I've actually never tried poppers until this weekend.
When did you become gay?
Forever. I've always been very gay. You're looking at my outfit now. You're getting ready to say something.
Correct? A blouse?
That's for you to find out.
I'm a blouse.
Yes.
A feminine top.
You're a blouse? No, I know you were a feminine top because you were on KFC Radio talking about
it. I fucked them both right in the ass.
Did you? You had sex with John and Kevin. Which one was better?
John was.
Why is that?
Wait, I thought his name was Kevin. Oh, John. Oh, Feets. Yeah. I call him Feets.
Feets. Feets, Trish, and KFC. Which one was better?
KFC was better.
Okay.
But I got more I got plugged from both ends. They spit roast me.
Wait, what? Tell me. Let's focus here.
I know.
Tell
I have ADD.
Tell me on the GHB. What did it feel like
it
when
felt
you
like
took
your feet,
it?
You felt like you put weight on your feet, like weights on your feet, and you were walking like in slow motion.
And that's fun for you.
I never tried it. I was by myself, too. Like, so I was just like, let me just try this. Okay. Some hustler gave it to me.
A hustler? A huckster?
Yeah, a hustler. So I just took it. I only did it one time, but I wouldn't do that again.
It was interesting. I took it. I went to Fire Island for the first time last year.
Same, bitch.
When did you go?
I went like.
I went first week of August.
No, I went like earlier on, like when it was still like June-ish, July-ish.
Are you, when coronavirus was fake, are you going to go again?
Yes.
When
this
are you
summer,
going?
This summer.
When? I'm going. I'm going last week of July.
I have to plan it out. My friends have a house there, so I don't know whenever. And they own it.
Old.
So.
Old Queens.
They're not old.
They're old Queens. They're my friends have a house.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay, same.
Same, for sure, same. We've already said your age. When are you going out there?
I have to plan. I have to find out what day. My friend Opal's friends. That's not his real name. His real name.
Say
Michael.
His real name first and last.
I can't.
Do it. Just say first and last. Let's break. Let's make news.
Oh no, I can't. He's a big executive at a
really.
At,
is he single?
At Viacom. He's not single. He's engaged
to a man.
Yes.
Oh, you know. He's a big executive at Viacom. Okay, well, I'll keep an eye out for him. But anyway, they own a house there. How long ago did they buy it?
They just closed this last summer.
Wow. How much did they pay?
I think around $1 million, maybe.
Houses are a little bit cheaper than I thought. Yeah. Maybe it's because they're always on maybe the verge of being like wiped off.
Yeah, and they're all like it's all desolate. And you're all around like fucking decks, but really cool, like,
and everyone's woods. Pools are suspended. Did you like it out there though?
Oh, I loved it. It was my first time, and I thought that I was not going to be embraced because I'm fat. So I thought that I thought it was all about ripped muscle, which most of the time it
that's
is,
what but, I was afraid. I yeah. was like, I'm not cut up enough. So we would wake up in the morning and the group of guys I was with, they would literally work out.
Get out of here.
I'm like,
no.
I need to wait. I need to give me like a 3 or 4 hours, like gather yeah. myself in the morning. Then I'll make a screwdriver and then I'll just take it from
exactly.
there. These guys were working out and they were cut up. It was embarrassing.
Like, oh, so cute. You're just waking up. So can we just run down to the beach? I'm like, what?
Yeah. But you liked it. You were out there for a week, yeah. and you've been to P-Town. Which did you like more, P-Town or Fire Island? This is going to be a great
P-Town
gay summer.
It is. P-Town is it's totally different than Fire Island. Fire Island's a desolate place. There's only two businesses, and so if you don't have a house there, there's nowhere to go. There's
and
the
rackets
to
too. There's the liquor store, which is owned by the Strait family in Sayville. This yeah. guy and his two cute sons take yeah. the boat out every day, and yep. they fill up their liquor, and they make millions of dollars, and then they go home.
There's that, and there's I think there's only one. There's no sit-down restaurant there, is there?
There's, I think, in one pines. Or two-ish, but not, they're not nice.
There's nothing to do.
It's like $30
chicken
nuggets.
And there's
nuggets.
The one gay club, so it's like, you know, unless yeah. you have a house and friends, like, there's nothing to do. I can go to P-Town by myself, like I did. I almost went always time by myself because I, knew so many people.
Yeah.
And I hate
you're popular.
Rooms.
We get it. You're popular.
Yeah, so I would just go there by myself. And there, there's, thousands of restaurants. There's so much to do. So there's, they're completely different in that sense. So I would say P-Town more so because there's more to do.
We, I like going on vacation alone.
Me too. I do it all the time.
I think it's more fun to go on vacation alone. This is just someone who doesn't have friends. It's more it's
therapy now.
We're doing therapy. It's more fun. I went to P-Town alone last year. It was a fucking blast.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Where do you stay?
I stay at the Brass Key, darling.
I stay
have you heard of it?
Yeah.
High-end. It might be a little high-end for
it
you.
It was too high-end. I stayed somewhere that had air conditioning. The Crown and Anchor. Not the Crown and Anchor. No.
You stayed at the
no,
dick,
not
you
that,
stayed
not
at the Dick Dock.
No.
You stayed at the Dick Dock. I actually stayed underneath the Dick Dock.
Yeah, I just found a quaint little hole. I stayed – what the hell is the name of it? Cruise Quarters.
Cruise Quarters.
And it was like – it used to be like a dirty place, and there's like shared bathrooms, and guys just sleep with their doors open. And you're just like, you're just walking by. It's like a bathhouse. Like, you just walk by and they're just like stroking their dicks or like in the air, their ass in the air. It's walking by.
Did you fuck a lot while you were out there?
Yes.
Did you fuck on Fire Island?
Yeah. Not on Fire Island.
Not on Fire Island.
No.
But you did in P-Town.
Yeah.
And you're a big dumb top.
Mm-hmm. Yes, queen.
And you were worried about people, you not fitting in on Fire Island
because
you thought everyone was jacked.
I thought everyone was jacked and like tan and like where they all wore Speedos and things like that.
Did you wear a Speedo?
I did.
I can't fill one out.
Oh, me either. I mean,
you do a cock ring?
No.
To get it
I
to
get
fluff?
So grossed out by cock rings. Do you want to see my Speedo that I wore, though? Did this thing where I take a jock strap and I turn it into a one-piece swimsuit. A woman's one-piece.
Yes, I'd love to see. And you did something this fall that had a major impact on your physique. You had
I did. I underwent gender I went under reassignment. This is me, P-Town. Okay. That's me wearing.
Oh, my.
I took a jockstrap. A free jockstrap. I won at a contest.
You have a gif made of yourself in a jockstrap?
I didn't make it.
We're going to put this up so everyone listening can see. Go onto our YouTube and look. It's incredible. Did that hurt your cake?
That one did because it was a medium. I usually buy an extra large in this, but this was a giveaway from the night before that I found on the ground.
A giveaway that you found on the ground?
In the house. Like someone won it as a contest at the club. Okay. So I decided to take it. I only brought trunks. You know, I didn't know.
Tell me about your top surgery. You had – so Joey, by the way, everyone – Joey, he had top surgery. Joey on Instagram, if you don't follow him, Mr. P79, you document every part of your life. And you had this surgery that was so just horrific and graphic looking. I don't know if I'm going to be – if I'm embarrassing you by talking
about
it.
Not at all. That's what I did it for.
But I assume that
I did it for the Daily Mail. They paid for it.
Did you? No, you did not. Explain what happened. You had your tits removed, essentially.
I had gynecomastia. If you don't know what that is, it's bitch tits. Basically, I was born with bitch tits, and I've had them my whole life. So I always stayed chubby to hide bitch them. Otherwise, it looked like I looked like, you know, like Dolly Parton. I was just, you know, like skinny with huge knockers. So I, like, because they never went away. So I was like, I would diet all the time. So I always stayed a little bit chubby, so they wouldn't be so obvious. So I was always – my father had the surgery when he was like a teenager as well.
Oh, your dad had it too?
Yeah.
It was, is he gay too?
Hereditary. No, he's bisexual. And no, he's not bisexual, but I think he might be.
Why?
He's just we call him Murnie. You just got to meet Poppy. Poppy's just like.
Do you call him Poppy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like Poppy, like Latino fucking me, Poppy Chulo. Right. Like Poppy, like grandfather Poppy.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. And he's bisexual. Got it.
He said he's fluid.
No, he's – is he non-bi?
I'm non-binary.
She's – oh.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Who it is. Hold on. Someone just walked into the studio right now. Kevin Clancy for a surprise.
I am not wearing a panty shield. Hold on.
For a surprise gay MA. And we're gonna get to that in 1 second. But before we get to that, I got to talk to you guys about Manscaped. Got Bush? You definitely do if you haven't tried the best products from our sponsor today, Manscaped. After using these life-changing products, you're going to want to join a ball sack beauty contest, and I'm looking out for you too, because I also have an exclusive 20% off discount using code ABOUT at manscaped.com. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you level up your full-body grooming game with the Perfect Package 3.0 kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. The trimmer features a skin-safe, cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology pioneered by none other than Manscaped. And remember, when you trim the hedges, your tree stands taller, so do yourself a favor and make sure you have the right tools for your bush trimming experience. This is something that I actually use. Manscaped was kind enough to send me some of their products. I also use their ball deodorant. It makes your nutsack smell fucking fantastic. You're going to want to show you off your dick and balls to have one in town. It's awesome. The Manscaped 3.0 trimmer, perfect package kit. Make sure you get that. And right now, my listeners can get 20% off and free shipping with the code ABOUT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code ABOUT. It's 2021 and you still got bush? Change that with Manscaped. Guys, shave the balls. Shave the pubes, make your partner happy, make yourself happy, and make your dick look bigger. Okay, back to Kevin Clancy. So we had a surprise guest just come in a second ago. Kevin Clancy of KFC Radio is here, and he's going to do a bit of a gay MA. But before we get to that, I want to finish talking about Joey's top surgery because he had his tits removed, and I think it's fast.
You look great.
Thank you. I do. I feel great, and I've never been able to wear a T-shirt like without my wear because I was had Spanx for Men for years because I had to suck them in. So now I don't have to do that anymore. But yeah, my top surgery, they ended up having to – they were supposed to just cut one nipple, like slice the nipple. This is Dr. John Pulchuteller in Livingston, New Jersey. You can if you like what you see, come on
You're
in.
You're still doing an ad for him. It's already done. You don't have to do the ad anymore.
Yeah, but you know he's going to get touched up on something else here and there.
Use code no titties for 20% off one nipple. So he got in there, but there was too much titty for him to handle. So he said, I got to take the whole thing off. So essentially, when female to male transgenders – is that the right word? Am I saying it right? Female to male transgenders, they have their breasts removed, and to make their chest, they had to like rip the whole thing off and make a scar like underneath the tit, like up at the side. So he had to do that to me. So like I was afraid of that, but like I'm glad he did because I didn't want it to be stuck with like a flat nipple and fucking jugs.
Did you just hate the way your body looked, and that's why you did it? And it was like mortifying for you every time you had a T-shirt on. You thought people were looking at your titties.
I never had looked at Joey ever and been like,
I never noticed. Oh,
but that's not about. It's about yourself. You know what I mean? Like now you're gonna walk around this summer in a T-shirt.
Oh, it's gonna be hot girl summer.
You know? Yeah,
but I do have scars.
It's white boy summer.
summer.
I do have scars. I have to cover. So like female to male transgender.
You literally are transitioning.
I am. So I said my big goal is to
get a pussy.
Well, no, I don't want a pussy. I have my pocket pussy that I ordered off Postmates.
He's a vagina pocket pussy.
I was high on coke, and I ordered it off Postmates.
Do you fuck it?
6 a.m. Yes, I put it between my box and my mattress and just go at the thing.
What do you mean? But you're not looking at. So you know, obviously, you don't want to fuck a pussy, right? Or you just would.
No, I don't. I would if but I fingered and I fingered my friend Jen on the couch once. And,
recently?
No, it was like 6 years ago. Or 10 years ago.
That's still relatively like. You're, you know, it's not like you're still like experimenting.
And
6 years ago, you did this. You're in like your late 30s.
Oh no, maybe 12 years ago. I haven't had sex in 2014.
At all? With a man or a woman?
Anything? Nothing.
Why? Except your pocket pussy.
Sorry, because I got cheated on by Tim in 2012, and then I just had sex with one person after that, and that was the last time.
But you're just doming out pocket pussies every chance you get.
Yeah.
Why have you not fucked?
I don't know. I just haven't met anyone. I'm like over it.
Do you want to have sex with Kevin?
Yes.
I mean, I almost feel like let's
would
fuck,
you,
man.
Would you fuck
just
me,
because,
though?
Just because I feel like someone should fuck you.
Are you single right now?
No.
Okay. What's the gentleman's name?
This is making me a little bit sad. I'm so curious about this. You haven't fucked since 2014.
Or you're such anything. A sexual dude. You're always like, you want to hear, like,
I know,
fuck
I fake
your
it, though. I fake it, though. I haven't. Yeah. I guess because, like, I'm like...
What a phony! He's a prude,
right? It's not.
He's talking in here. He said he got spit roasted by you at the beginning of the fucking episode, and the whole thing is a lie.
You really think that happened?
Yeah.
You come in here always like, I want to fuck this, I want to fuck that. Maybe
I
it's
do.
Because you're repressed and you haven't banged in 6 years.
I guess so. I just don't know. It's just too much. It's like too much stress.
Do you think now that you had? It is very stressful. Do you think now that you had your surgery, you're going to be more inclined to fuck because you're more comfortable?
I think so. Yeah. But now I have to lose
you.
Some more weight. But yeah, I have to lose some weight and tighten up.
What's Both the goal? Homes. What's the goal weight?
Oh, like a real goal weight, like 180.
Were you mortified documenting the whole thing, the whole surgery on Instagram?
It was a lot.
We have a guy here, Frank the Tank, who's a big fella, and he's got a pump that takes pus and it pumps it out of his knee.
For
you
what?
Had pumps come. He
well, that was just like knee surgery.
Knee
like,
surgery,
it was like a cosmetic thing.
I had drains coming out of me,
right,
with blood filling up, and you'd have to go in the bathtub after, because I had my stomach done too. They just did everything. It was 360 lipo. They had like two slits here, and I had to go through and squeeze like this, and then blood and like fluid would project out into the tub. My father would have to like be there and clean it up.
Poppy, would you ever get any more work done?
Yes.
What? Hell yeah. What kind of work?
Oh, I want to get full veneers.
I want veneers so bad.
Yeah, well, they offered them to me, but
I have veneers.
My gum line is fucked.
I was gonna
you
say,
got good teeth.
Where'd you go?
This one's broken. I got these when I was like 18. But yeah. I was always an idiot. I'm playing sports. I'm wrestling in the backyard. Shit, I was kept
Same.
Chipping my teeth.
Yeah.
So I kept like getting little, not permanent like fixes. And then my mom, being the smart woman that she is, she's like, let's fix these now. So, but I right now I have a broken one, and I'm like overdue for new ones. But that's just not cheap.
I know.
$1,300 some
tooth.
Fucking, you know.
Well, they offered me free
teeth. Maybe you could do it for a fucking
They offered so my this fabulous dentist that I'm not going to say their name. They offered me and Nicole a group. If both of us come in, we both get free top and bottom veneers. But she's been so lackadaisical about going in, so that I can't get
no
them
joke,
unless Nicole
though.
Goes.
It's a process though. I mean, it's not fun, and then you got to wear the fake ones for like a week.
Yeah,
at least this is when I did it. And then if you forget that you're wearing them, you take a bite of something, you almost break them. It's a whole process.
I see guys with more and more guys with filler in their lip.
Sick. There's
their upper
worse.
Lip.
That's
you don't
so
like
gross.
That?
I hate
and it curves over. Every gay guy is getting filler in their lip
really?
And Botox like crazy.
I get Botox, but I hate. I would never do lip filler.
Where in your face?
I get it. Yeah, here and here.
People get it in their balls too, so to make their balls not sweat and your armpits.
Really? I got. I do it. So
you
I
get Botox in your armpits?
I did. I did this a long time ago.
I forgot how
I sweat a lot, so I did Botox.
I'm gonna turn this way, Pat, if you don't mind.
No,
that's
fine. Oh, wait, should you scoot in a little?
Trish, if you don't mind.
I did. Let me just sit on his lap.
Yeah, you
I
sit
did,
on his face.
I did Botox, and then I did something called Dysport, which I think is. Like
I have
the,
Dysport.
Yeah, that's like the.
That's
generic,
like
the, right?
It's called Botox.
Then I did. It's called Miradry. And it's like you put this fucking boom, this like little fucking vacuum thing on there, and it blasts it with heat, and then you just stop sweating.
And it's, so it's no actual like shot. It's like
not
a
this
thing.
One. No, it's like I said, like a little vacuum almost. You put it on and it blasts it with heat. Does not feel good, but you know the Botox was not really work. Like I kept going back and back and back and back, and I was like, this is adding up.
You know,
so it was like $2,000.
Oh, that's not too bad. You know,
but it changed my life. I mean, I would have paid like fucking 10 grand.
Really?
It's amazing. Yeah.
You know, it's something I think about when I see you probably once a week is that you said you used to crack your dick when you woke up in the morning.
How do you do that?
Is that still a thing?
Well, it's not, like, it's not like when I wake up. It's like when I'm hard. Yeah, I can. I do this. I can
you show us, please? Can you demonstrate?
Dude, it feels great. It's so funny.
How do you, where when, you crack the like, bone? The base of the bone.
Yeah, and it's like if you can do it, you know, and you're just like, yeah. And the people who don't do it are like, what are you talking about? You're gonna break your dick. It's just like cracking your knuckles. Just like.
And on that
feels great.
And on that note, let's get to our favorite segment we have. Gay May, we had the Amos boys do this. Fights did it. We had a bunch of people come in. This is a chance. Excuse me.
Getting emotional?
We got emotional. Mm-hmm. This is a chance for Kevin, a straight guy, to ask myself and Joey any question he's ever wanted to know about the gay community. Because as always, you have a lot of questions. You actually have the first gay podcast on the Barstool Network.
Me and Feidelberg?
You and Feidelberg. Yeah. So I wanted to give you a chance. This shit is overdue.
Dude, it was so funny. I remember.
It's your Jew.
No. That's actually why it all started with, because I said... Like, I needed,
are you a Jew?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
At the time when we all started,
no, I can rub off my swastika tattoo on my forehead. Thank God, I can stretch my legs.
I was the only Gentile at the time, and then Feidelberg came along, and I was like, another Jew, and he was like, no, I'm not, and I was like, blown away. So in the beginning, we called him the fake Jew intern, which like nowadays, you know, I'd be in so much trouble for.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Let me ask one question: is there HR at Barstool?
There is now.
I was going to say, what does that look like? Like you go in there and tell them, like, grow a fucking pair, you pussy, get the fuck out of here.
They go, any issues? I go, yeah, I was called Gay Pad for 4 years. Is there any sort of back pay we can do on that?
Did you have to hide your sexuality when you started? Or were you just
that was a selling point.
He was hired as the gay guy.
Yeah, no, that was a selling point.
By Prez?
What's yes, his name? By Dave. And actually, Feidelberg.
Fights
was
the big one, yeah. I mean,
Fights
was
big.
Well, you were just submitting, like, funny writing. And then, but then there definitely was the angle of, like,
well, now he's hanging out with TikTok. I think that's
what you're doing now.
What is he doing with those TikTokers? What is his intention?
Dave. He fucks them all.
That's what I'm
joking.
Does he have any up that he keeps here? Like any of the TikTokers?
No. He puts them in a trunk.
Yeah. Oh, he's in Miami. He lives in Miami now.
Yep.
Oh, that's where all the TikTokers live. Mm-hmm. Anywho, okay, fire away. I have poppers if you want to loosen up a little bit.
We should. That I just learned about.
Would you do poppers right now?
Just learned about it.
Can we all do poppers?
What is a popper?
It's like.
And it makes you, like, your ass loosens up. That's why you're doing them?
I did them this weekend.
It makes you laugh.
I'll tell you, the ones I did this weekend was fucking wild. I sat there and it was like 25 seconds.
Did you travel with them or you brought them here because you're coming?
No, I had them in my bag because I was in the Hamptons this week and I used them when I pleasure myself.
But again, not you're doing poppers just to fuck yourself.
Oh, I don't fuck myself. Remember, I fucked myself when I had on your show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Are you gonna do them?
No. Are you gonna do them?
I guess that's a question of mine, by the way. Like,
okay. Here we go.
So. It just seems, you know, anything in your ass is obviously so much more of a process, you know?
Yeah.
Yes!
So when you're just hanging out at home, you're jerking off, but you're also just like, I want to pound myself, too.
Well, no, it's not about pounding yourself. It's like if you're like...
Put something in there?
If you're on the edge or whatever, like you sniff that, you just come immediately.
No, I'm talking about like that's one thing, yes.
Oh, but getting fucked?
Yeah, like so like when you're – if you're at home just like jerking off, you'll also just grab like a dildo vibrator or whatever and
that
pop
has
it
to
in.
Be done beforehand because like that's like – you know, remember I told you how I used to fuck my dresser?
Yeah.
Wait, you used to fuck your dresser?
Well, it's a suction cup, so I would put it on my dresser and then I back it up into it.
back it
hot
up.
Hot girl
like
summer.
A dump truck.
Okay. I would pull my thong aside and just start grinding on the dresser. and then – but if you know you're going to fuck – like have your butt sex with yourself – You get that in first. Like you don't start. Like, I wouldn't start like jerking off and then like grab the dildo and be like, okay,
how
now
often,
I'm gonna take it up.
How
a notch.
Often would you do that versus just jerking?
I've probably done that once every 4 years, sucking my butt. Like last time I did it was when I shit myself on my sheets.
You stick it in soft though before your hard.
It's a dildo.
No, I thought you said
your dick. Being
your
hard.
Dick is hard while you stick it in.
Sometimes I don't know.
You stick it in soft.
When my dick's soft, stick it the dildo in my ass. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Sometimes, if I knew, just to get it in and out of the way.
Is that how you do
it? Just to get it in.
Is that
out of the way?
Like a regular, you put it in your ass?
No,
I mean for some people.
What do you do?
Yeah, I usually just jerk off. He's called me Trish.
Like Patricia.
He's calling me Trish. I usually just jerk off.
I'm always fascinated by tops and bottoms. That's still. I feel like my thought would be as an uninformed straight guy that like as. The gay community has become like out more and more that like you don't have to be one or the other. Everybody's just one.
Are you gonna do
yeah, it? Yeah, he's talking. He's doing poppers.
So you just sniff it.
Yeah,
I'm afraid to.
And
I'm making a.
It just makes you laugh to it. You
it
have
smells
to.
So bad.
How? Just like real quick or for a while?
No, it's like 3 seconds.
It just smells like rubber cement or
ooh,
some
God,
shit.
God, it does smell like whiteout.
It's nail polish remover.
Come on, let me hit this.
I was gonna do it. Oh my God, feet.
Super Rush. Never fake it. I mean, I feel like I could do this all day.
Right? Are your ears burning? Oh, you're shaking a lot.
I want to drink it.
Anyway, now that we're all poppered up.
You gotta
make a decision at some point if you're top or bottom of these days.
I think it's with the person. I think it's because sometimes you can meet like you can be like a
power. I'm all fucked up now. You can be a power top like all the time, but then you meet like this like hotter, bigger guy, and then you want to be dominated by them. So you're like, oh my
how
God.
How often would you like you're talking to a guy at the bar, dating app, whatever, everything's perfect. And then you find out you're both tops, you're both bottoms. Is that like fuck? It's over. Or do someone just switch?
It's over.
It's over. Yeah.
No, but you can. I always
that
know.
Sucks.
Like even just by looking at someone on Hinge by their face, I know. I can tell.
You look like you take dick in your ass.
I talked to a guy this weekend. We were talking on Hinge, and it was like a nice conversation. And then he hit me up. This is over the course of the week. He hit me up drunk a couple of times. Let's hang out. I'm like 10:30 at night. Like I thought Hinge was like a class. I know where this is going.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, what's your snap? Like here we go. Let's just get this thing going.
Yeah.
And I made a comment to him on Hinge. We were talking. It was like the what are you into? Like comment. Like what are you into? Meaning like are you a top? Are you a bottom? Whatever.
Right. Is that what that means?
Yes.
I'm always like, well, I do love hydrangeas. And
and so I said to – and I go, well, you're a bottom, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what do you mean obviously? And I was
but
like, look
right.
at – I was kind of drunk. I was being mean. Yeah. And I was like, well, look at your pictures. Like you're obviously a bottom by the pictures. I can always tell ahead of
now,
time.
That,
I don't
that
know.
That sounds to me like you saying that condescendingly. Like, you're a bottom.
Well,
that
you know what it was?
I
was
pussy
it was condescending?
No, it just it was. In general, like, being, like bottoms is like, looked frowned upon.
That's what my question. I guess that's my first question.
Yeah.
Is there, like if you do you want to be a top?
Yeah,
would
I
you
mean,
rather be a top?
No,
is being a top cooler? Is
did
being
you,
a bottom
did you
lesser
disclose
than?
Your position?
No, I didn't. I'm both.
Okay.
But
that's,
I'm usually
I
more top
like
just
I
because I'm so much
ways.
Bigger than most. I'm so much bigger than most people. I don't think
is
one
this,
is
so it's a size thing.
It's a size
usually
thing.
Usually big bears are tops and twinks are bottoms. That
right.
Kind of shit. I just feel like you guys should all kind of go every which way.
Yeah, and most people do.
I feel
like
that's
like.
What straight guys are doing as we're getting more into butt stuff. It's just like, you know, I don't know. I still want to fuck you, but we can also play around by.
Have you ever had your ass eaten?
Yeah.
Like full on?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not really half measures there. You can either do it or you don't.
Me, Fights, and Asa Akira, we did a video. This was before she came in just as a guest, and we were thinking about starting a video
is
series.
Is she a porn star?
Yes.
And she ate your ass?
No. Oh. But she ended up being our co-host for a while. Like Big Cat went to his own show, and she came in like full
Big Cat. That's
you.
If I had to get pissed on right now, it would be by him. He's so hot.
What about me, bro?
No, I want you to like you can take.
I'm offended.
You can piddle.
No, I'm like legitimately.
You can piddle
offended.
On me. I just want him to like. I want a full stream ahead.
I'm serious.
I had a mustache last summer, and I used to get stopped on the street because I had a bunch of bar stool.
You kind
of
look like,
I kind of looked like him. So
yeah.
Like, I had,
you're
I
like, to, you know, there's Buff Cat, and there's all these Bizarro Big Cats. You're a gay
I
cat.
I used to have all gear he's last time. We came, wait, am I going to get to go into the toy store and pick out like shirts and stuff? We'll see.
Oh, after this? Yeah.
Okay,
you can
good.
Take whatever you want. I'm good.
Thank you.
But so me and Asa and Fights were talking, and
I'm
this
like
is,
drunk
this is probably like 2000, I don't know, 15. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Back when, you know, things were not as progressive as they are now. And she was like, she's looking around the room. She's like, I bet like, I don't know, 30% of the guys in here like, you know, to get fucked in the ass, eaten in their ass, fingered in their ass, you know. And me and Fights are like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're crazy, right? And then this is probably like maybe a couple years ago, so many years have gone by. And one night me and Fights are at the bar, and unprovoked, he just goes like, yo, man, I think we owe Asa Akira an apology.
No.
Like, and I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't know. It was just like at the time we were probably like mid-20s. And then – but no, at the time I just wasn't doing any of that.
Right.
And then by the time I was just like later 20s, like early 30s, I was kind of like, well, I've explored that. And
how many
all
straight
good.
Girls
and
are doing this?
Right.
How many straight girls are doing this?
The,
I can't
the ones I've been with.
And you ask for they want to do it.
It's an interesting, you know, little –
you just kind of shoved
little,
the head
little,
down
little,
past
little,
the balls.
No. It's a little like game of seduction. I actually – last bachelor party I was at, there was this dude. You know how you meet these guys at bachelor parties who are always like, there's always like one wild dude,
a
friend of the bachelor who you never knew. And this was like, I could tell he was like the one, the wild one from the party. And he was telling the story about every time he gets head, he does the roll back. He says he just grabs under his legs and he just
stop.
Rolls until
you're
it
kidding.
Goes further and further back until it's just like, then
there
my ass is in your face.
Oh my!
Well, I don't know if
that.
I recommend that method because that feels.
I'm always
good
so afraid it'll
like
smell.
It just feels so good.
Well, I feel like you gotta take care of your shit. You know.
No, I know, but if it's
case,
like,
but, like
spontaneous
it's, you know,
and
yeah,
like,
I mean,
with
you
a stranger,
you definitely gotta be. Yeah, I don't think it's happening much with straight people, like, on your first, like, hookup or something. I think it's a little more, like, if you've been seeing someone or full-blown dating and you're kind of, like, it's still embarrassing for straight guys a little bit where it's like, hey, by the way, I kind of like that, you know?
I think it's very embarrassing for straight guys. Yeah. When you first meet a girl, do you hook up on the first date?
So this is now a straight AM.
Yeah, this is becoming – you don't have to answer this.
Date?
Yeah. Because I almost
always –
we're
just so interested.
Yeah, I mean
– I almost – all on a first date.
Eat ass?
No, hook up on a first date.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's like a given.
Like full fuck?
I think eating ass at this point is like – par for the course.
Yeah.
If I'm hooking up with you the first time, I'll probably eat your ass. I'll eat your ass later, Joey.
Thank you.
I feel like I
fingered myself in the shower this morning with soap.
You fingered yourself with soap?
Yeah, because like first of all,
the bar or
no,
you just use as lube?
I got a new soap from Aesop, and I wanted to like, I did you know, you have to do a rewipe in the morning, like after your first shit, and like I got to do a rewipe after. It was like my shower, so I had to reshower.
That's the
worst. Coming here. Anyway, but I stuck a finger up there to make sure it was all in there. Is someone screaming?
I don't know what this is.
That
is there a protest?
Can I have that?
Yeah, here.
Thank you.
You're schvitzing.
This is Ass Eaters Anonymous coming out to protest.
We gotta maintain a little order here.
I'm sorry.
What else? Do you have any other questions, Kevin?
I think I asked you this once before, but I'd like a little further clarification. For you guys, is lasting long in bed important like it is to a girl? Because I feel like sometimes, and I guess a second question to that is like, at this point in your life, you're just like able to do anal, right? Like easily. But like when you're younger, is it like I'm still getting used to it? Because in my mind, I'm thinking like I wouldn't mind if a guy finishes up pretty quickly because like I don't want to just
it's
get
the
fucked
opposite.
In the ass for like 30
it's the
minutes.
Opposite for me. Like when I was younger, I used to get fucked in the ass all the time, and it was like nothing. It was like it felt so good. And I used to let him. It would just slam right in. Like, now if I had to do it, I would have to like take a half hour to even like get ready for it.
That's
and
what
then
I
get
mean.
It in.
I feel
like,
bad.
I didn't get tighter. I just haven't done it in a while. But back then, it was like nothing. I could just fucking do it. And I did it all the time, like every day, and like it was nothing to me.
What's funny, like I feel like, especially when things were still, I feel like I'm gonna come across like such a douchey straight guy here, but whatever, that's the whole point, right? I don't know.
Yeah. No,
like the idea of like back when people had to be more in the closet, and it was kind of like, you know, you got to take it when you can get it. You find someone in the club and you fuck. Right. Is that like you're blowing each other? Or you're like doing anal in the club, in the bar, in the bathroom of a club?
No,
that feels
fucked.
Like something you gotta like. You can't just do on
no,
a whim.
No, you blow
right?
in the club. You blow
yeah,
guys
okay.
in the club. By the way,
blow
the
club.
The Eagles
we
are opening
just
up
as
again.
As a the club. As a statement. You blow in the club.
Yeah, and then like and then you go. What's that?
Real side quick. Side note. Usher is getting exposed. He was throwing fake, fake counterfeit money in the club, but it's not like fake bills. It has Usher's face.
That's fucking incredible.
Continue,
I almost
sorry.
Love that.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I love it. Back to getting fucked in the bathroom. No, you blow jobs in clubs, and then if you like them enough, you go home with them, and then you have real sex.
Okay.
Usually in the morning, because
sense.
By the time you're too drunk. And
sex is just such a chore.
That's the other thing, too, though, is like, you know, I feel like even if you're experienced, it's still – just anal sex is always much more of a process.
Right.
Where it's like
– it's nerve-wracking.
I feel like things like quickies or public or whatever is like easier for straight people because it's just designed really to go in more.
But gay people like having sex in public. That's like a thing, meeting up
funny,
in public.
Though?
Yeah.
Like,
no, just having sex in public is hilarious.
Well, no, just like the spontaneity of – but you also have to have your asshole ready.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
and
like,
you can't.
You want to have spontaneous sex, but you got a full fucking
even if
belly
you have,
of
even
food.
If you have your asshole ready, it's like, okay, it's, when it gets – pulled out, it's like, is there anything on this? The moment of truth.
Okay, so every I feel like I think most
years.
People have probably
I know it, girl. Don't I know?
I feel like most people have had a horror story experience with anal sex.
Yeah.
And I feel like you guys just have to worry about that so much more often.
Yeah.
Sex is not easy.
Yeah.
And most of the time it's really not even that enjoyable.
Well, it sounds like you're having bad sex.
It could be I'm having bad sex. It's just I'm over it. I'm over the whole chore.
That's why I gave up. That's why I stopped. I was like, girl.
I feel like once you – that's also – I feel like once you find someone who, like, you fuck right, you want to just, like – I think the part of the chore is finding people and dating them. It's like, if you find somebody who just, like, fucks you right, would you not want to just keep having sex with them?
No, yeah, of course. But the problem is all gay people do is trade up.
Yes,
there's
that's
no
the best thing.
There's once you settle, like that's it. Like I was with a like beautiful like 24-year-old guy last week, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna marry him, and then he just traded up like 2 days after.
Is there? I guess this is more of a deep question, because like having kids is either and having a family is like adoption or a whole other process. Is there ever thoughts of like, well, why am I gonna settle down at all if there's really You know what I mean? Like,
not for me. Kids never really enter my consciousness.
So you're just thinking about getting married, or are you?
Yeah,
about
that? I'd love to settle down. I don't like dating. I hate the process of
dating.
I hate the process of getting to know people, the song and dance. You have to, especially with gay guys, you have to figure out, okay, are they just trying to fuck like my Hinge guy?
Mm-hmm.
Conversation started great, took a sexual turn at 11 p.m. That's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
It's
like, what am I doing here?
I think
31.
Straight people are often looking to settle down with the idea of having, like, if I wasn't going to have kids, I don't think I ever would have really settled down.
It scares me thinking about having kids as a gay guy.
You have kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
One?
Two.
Same.
Boy and a girl.
It scares me to think, like, just because I don't want my kids to get bullied for having, like, two dads.
Gay fathers, that's the same way. Oh, my God.
That's a major deterrent for me.
I also think that by the time your kids would be in, you know, middle school, high school, it's just getting more and more like.
And I'll raise
every
them
day.
Gay, obviously.
Yeah, and they're
they'll be homos.
Their classmates will be named Apple and Saffron, so they're not going to give a fuck if they have gay parents.
Oh, they're
going to
get bullied for all sorts of shit. Don't worry.
Yeah.
What was it? I think the dude from the from Modern Family the other day was joking around about, like, I'm going to raise my kids gay.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't think of it as, like, raising someone straight or gay, but I guess inherently we assume.
You know what I was thinking? That's true. It's absolutely true. And you know what I was thinking about, which is random, but it's an interesting thing to think about. When you were younger and you hooked up with people, like, if you were with a guy, like, there needed to be a backstory as to why you're with this guy.
Oh, right. How do you know him?
So you know – we'll get you out of here in a second, Kev. I know you have an interview. There had to be a backstory as to why you're with a guy. I couldn't show up with some dude to my parents' place because, like, who the fuck is this guy? People can just bring a girl back. It's like, oh, they're into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, they're hooking out. So, like, the whole secrecy of it is so fucking wild to me. Looking back on all the whacked out shit I used to do, like, to hook up with people and just to hide it is so fucking
bizarre.
It's
all just a process. I feel bad. It's like, it's just, you gotta think, like, there's just so much more to worry about, right? So many more things. Have you seen that show, The One, on Netflix?
No.
The idea is that you can get, you go to, like, a 23andMe, you test, and then you find your soulmate because in your DNA. Let me ask you this question. If there was somehow you could, like, find, you know, pull out this DNA in this fake world and you knew someone was gay, would you, as if you were a couple, a gay couple, would you adopt a gay kid? If, like, you knew the DNA was gay? Would you rather have a gay son or a gay daughter or a straight gay, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I never thought of that.
I will.
That's a good fucking question.
If you can know ahead of time what they are.
So, like, a little, like, you, like, this baby is up for adoption and you can, like, check their DNA in this magical world and you know if they're gay or straight. Imagine if that existed. Would you want to adopt a gay kid?
I would, because I would know how to, like, handle it. I would know all the things that I wish were said to me and, like, all the things that I wish I heard and the things that I did hear that I didn't. So I could then,
I think that would be great.
Counter the terribleness.
It would be great for, like, the whole
community. I would be afraid that I would look like
a
failure.
A kid when we're ready.
I'd be afraid I'd look
when we're ready as a couple.
I would look like a failure to my kid who'd be more successful and, like, know about gay stuff more than I did when I was growing up. You know, my 12-year-old kid's you're a mess.
You're getting together.
You didn't marry dad till you were fucking 50 years old. Who you're one to talk to. I would be afraid, like, my gay kid would out-sass me.
Your gay kid would be so lucky to have you as a father.
Thank you.
You're nuts. I'm going to run
out.
Right?
Yeah, well, this was great. Kevin, thank you so much for popping on.
Are you sticking around or are you going to get out of here?
No, I'm sticking around.
All right, because I'll do this interview for, like, half an hour and then.
All right, come back. Thank you. We'll bang one out.
Let's keep talking. But before we keep talking, I am going to talk to you guys about HelloFresh.
Oh.
With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. Guys, that's less time than it takes to call something in, and it's way healthier. HelloFresh offers 25-plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with all the recipes designed and tested by professional chefs, nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. There is no one better than HelloFresh, and that's why over 4 in 5 HelloFresh customers say HelloFresh helps them lead a healthier lifestyle with delicious, low-calorie, carb-smart, and vegetarian options available each week. I actually use this product. They send it to me, and I love it because I feel healthy. I feel like an accomplished adult, and I feel like I'm doing something to better better my mind, because when you better the body, you better the mind. It's mental health and physical health go hand in hand, and HelloFresh helps me do that. So right now, my listeners, go to HelloFresh.com/outandabout12 and use code outandabout12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Guys, this is cheaper than going out to eat. It's cheaper than walking to the deli and getting, you know, a sandwich or whatever the fuck it is you get. HelloFresh.com/outandabout12 and use code outandabout12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. For the love of God, let's all get a summer body. Let's all get healthy. And let's grow up a little. Let's use HelloFresh. What did you think about our little gay MA that we did?
I just love it. He's just a joy to be around at all times. But he asked some really good questions I've never been asked before. Like the last one, if you can choose if you had a gay or straight kid. You said you would keep a gay kid.
You wouldn't?
Maybe you would want to, but then I would be afraid, like, it's bad enough I have to worry about my kid being bullied because he has gay dads. Now I have to make him worry about him being gay too. Like,
but have you? There's a show on HBO called Generation. Have you seen it?
No.
And it's about like the sexual fluidity of kids in 2021. And it's I'm telling you, it's fucking like it's good. Remember Kids in the 90s? The movie.
Yes.
It's the 2021 version of
the
Kids.
The skateboarder. When I was a drag queen in the tunnel, he let me jerk him off.
You were a drag queen
yes.
at the tunnel?
Oh my God. Now I have to do all this back and forth.
But no, it was about like the sexual everyone watched Generation HBO. It's incredible. It's like about the sexual fluidity of kids in 2021 and how no one really cares. I feel like we're still going in that direction. Like I have so many things that I wish
yeah,
I
mean there's so
I
much
wish
we're
I heard.
So close to like not giving a fuck as soon as all these like old like whatever, I'm not going to get into like politics, but like all these like things of the ways things were back in 1950 are not the way things are in 2020.
Yeah, I just there's so many things that like I wish I knew and heard when I was like closeted and young. I'm like, oh, I can counteract that for people. Mm-hmm. When you go out to Fire Island and you see like old queens, do you give them like a bow of respect?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. The there was in P-town and anywhere I go,
because they lived through it.
They lived through it. I was just in the West Village the other day. It was really nice out. I don't forget what I was doing down there. I don't know why I was down there, but I was by the stone wall and like I was walking around the West Village and all the queens were just out and I was just like it's just such a good
when you see
experience.
The old ones too is like I feel like younger gays don't really recognize or respect the like what they went through just with the, like the AIDS crisis and shit.
Yeah,
just seeing that was like ooh. On Fire Island we walked through the meat rack, LOL. And there was like an AIDS hospice shack there, and it was like it's like a revered thing, but it was super fucked up. What are you showing me right now?
I'm showing
now?
My drag queen picture.
Now you did drag at the tunnel in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
that's Vicky Lake. I show my friends now; they'd say I look like Vicky Gunvalson.
That's fucking incredible. The tunnel in the 90s was on the west side. It was a who is this?
This is some stripper.
We're doing a visual podcast.
I know.
Right? No, it's incredible. What? Tell me about doing drag in the 90s.
Well, this is 2000s. It was more of the 90s. It was like 98 or 99.
Yeah.
And I worked as a drag queen at the tunnel. We had a party called Curfew with a K. And it was at the tunnel. And we just lived life and had a good time.
Did you do drugs at the tunnel?
Never. I didn't even drink.
You know, who used to go to the tunnels, Asa. Kira, what do you mean you didn't drink?
I didn't even drink. I was terrified. And my mother was convinced that she told me we're going to the tunnel. She was like, you got to be careful. People fill needles with AIDS and they're going to stab you in the middle. They walk past you and just stab you with AIDS.
Jesus.
And then she said, you're going to get drugged and killed. So I had to put my hands over my cup. So, and I would never drink anything anyway. When I started drinking, it wasn't even starting. I just wanted to be fun. I ordered a Midori Sour, which is literally syrup.
Yeah.
I had a Midori Sour, but I never drank or did anything until like after I stopped doing drag.
How long were you doing drag and how old were you?
I was like 19, I think, until I was like 23 maybe. It was a short stint.
Interesting. How much did you get paid?
Nothing. Like
it was just for free.
Paid like I had to hand out flyers and like whoever came back with a flyer with my stamp on it, I got like a couple bucks or something like that.
Was it nerve-wracking the first time doing it?
Drag?
Yeah. Were you super nervous?
I eased into it because I went from like a club kid where I was like, you know, wearing like, you know, like like a guideline or like smoky eye look and like, or like, you know, like some neon paint on my face or like, you know, raver thing. And it kind of slowly like melded in. And then next thing you know, I'm at Payless buying size 13 pumps.
What do you mean you were a club kid? A lot of the people who listen to this are younger. Can you like explain what a club kid is? And,
well,
like,
that
phenomenon?
A club kid basically just means you like went, you like had like a look and like,
In the
90s, and the clubs were just like very eccentric. So like you wouldn't just go to a club like with your friends wearing whatever. But if that was a culture in, I mean, you wouldn't just go if you weren't into that. And everyone would bring looks. It was like, you know, ravers, like platform sneakers and like, you know, face paint and animal heads and tails and just like crazy.
Did you do ecstasy? Ecstasy was huge.
I did. Yeah, not until after I started doing that. Like when I started being a gay phase, like because I went from like you know the. I started. I've lived many lives.
We've covered so much on this.
I know.
Wait, when you started doing gay face?
No. And I stopped doing drag.
Yeah.
I just like I just focused on like starting my gay hookup thing, like where I was like frat boy phase in my life, where I was like wearing Abercrombie from head to toe, and having sex and going to gay clubs and doing all that. And I was anorexic. I like starved myself. I was 130 pounds at my height.
Really?
Like, I was like sick.
You had a legitimate eating disorder.
Yes, full on.
Did you still have tats?
They weren't that bad, but at that time I didn't. I had to put Scotch tape over my nipples because my body was fine, but my nipples were puffy like cones.
Really?
So I used to put Scotch tape on them. So every time I would date a guy, I'd have to like get in bed with him. I would take my Scotch tape off and I put it like under the thing and just like lay down real quick and start tweaking my nipples so they get hard again.
How long were you anorexic for?
A long time.
Bad.
Like 5 years probably, and then maybe 6 years, and then I'd say you know fuck it. Then I became a bear where I just ate everything.
Did you?
And now I'm just trying to find. Now I'm just trying to get my taxes paid. Am I right, ladies?
Did you? This is like. No, I love it so much. Did you have like an intervention when you stopped being anorexic? Did your family was your family like gain some fucking weight?
Yeah,
are you naturally bigger or?
Naturally kind of I guess bigger. Because I fainted and I got up to go pee in the middle of the night and I fainted in the hallway by the bathroom, and my father like woke me up by slapping me and trying to stuff a hot dog down my throat. Now, that wasn't the first time. Okay, no. And then he's screaming, "You're not a fucking supermodel. You're not a fucking – my mother was crying over me, and they were just, like, so sad. Like,
how old?
I was probably, like, 23.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're getting into the trauma. Were you doing coke then?
No, not yet.
When did you start doing coke?
I started doing coke when I, like, moved to New York. Probably in my – like, in my 30s, maybe.
And when I'm just laughing because you said you bought coke the other – you've got a dildo when you're high on coke.
No, I ordered the pocket pussy when I was high on coke at like 6 a.m. from Postmates. Now, that's fine. Postmates, you were able to just send them to any store you wanted.
No, I know. So you sent them to get a pocket pussy.
Yeah, at the Blue Store
You started doing cocaine at the Blue Store. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I walked past the Blue – everyone Google Blue Store in Chelsea.
It's so disgusting.
It's absolutely foul. It's absolutely – fucking the Blue Store.
Do straight people listen to this show?
I don't know. They're going to because Kevin's on it. So you're getting an education now. Wait, you did coke from when to when?
Wait, so my cooking show's definitely canceled.
Your cooking show.
Might as well cut the front part now.
You did coke from when to when?
Like 30.
30 until last Thursday.
last Tuesday. No, I stopped years ago.
How much were you doing?
I mean, I wasn't like doing it like by myself, like alone. Like I was, you know, it was just a thing back in the day. People were doing it all the time. So it was like, you know, it was at the bar. I would do it like, you know, if we'd have house parties. It would just always be like, if everyone disappeared to the bedroom, you know what was happening. You just kind of go.
I'm always surprised at how many people do coke.
It's everyone.
Like
I
haven't been to a party in New York where people haven't been doing coke I don't think ever.
I was just
maybe
at a going away
two.
Party this weekend and that was there.
Yeah.
And then, like, in a bit, people are packing – there's boxes there. People are packing up the thing ready to move out. Like, oh, girl, we're going to miss you. And people were doing it in the next room. I was like, oh, my, people are still doing this.
You go, let me get in on that.
No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
So you're not sober. You drink. You don't do anything else.
I am California. I find this new term, California sober.
What's that?
It's you just drink and drink and smoke weed. That's all I do.
But when you drink, do you get a craving to do coke?
No, not anymore. I used to.
So when you drink, you just get – how much do you
drink? And I stopped
smoking,
too. I used to smoke because before my titty surgery, I had to stop smoking for almost like 3 months or 2 months before the surgery. Otherwise, my doctor's like, you're just going to die like a fat whale on the table.
Why? Because you smoke so much weed?
No, cigarettes.
Oh, you smoke cigarettes.
I did smoke cigarettes.
Okay.
I still smoke weed.
Yes.
So I stopped smoking cigarettes. So like I stopped like I when I was doing coke, I go like every time I drank, I would want a cigarette, and every time I drank and smoked, I would want cocaine. So,
I write in my notes.
Yeah.
California sober.
Yeah. So then now, ever since before my surgery, like I have like for years now, it's been like I've stopped. Like, no, cigarettes I did once in a while when I was drunk, but now I just like you know if anything I'll do like those little throwaway vape things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy how you think that you'll never be able to get away from things like that. Like I wasn't saying I was an addict
but you had fun.
Yeah,
and it is interesting now, like the G and whatever that's out at this party. I'm like, is this normal? Yeah. Does this ever stop?
Were these young kids? Young
guys? My age, so not really.
Yeah. No, that's young though, because like
31 could be like cranking lines of blow like
no,
at
cocaine,
a house party.
Yes, cocaine, yes, but the G is a very old school kind of thing. Like, yeah. It was very, very like 2000s, and like that's when everyone was doing it. And I was like, and I never understood what it was. I was like, why the hell would you want to do that? It's like, you know,
I got offered it, but I was afraid. I was like, I don't know if tonight at 2 a.m. is like a time for me to be like experimenting.
No.
With with drugs.
Wait, where did you grow up?
Massachusetts.
Oh, that's fun. Is everyone here from Massachusetts?
A lot of people are. Yeah, a lot from New York. The majority, I wouldn't say the majority, a lot from Massachusetts. They're all Northeast. We have a couple people from the South. Brandon Walker, who's our big Mississippi guys from the South.
I'm doing a show in Boston and in January.
Stand up?
It's me and Nicole's live podcast show.
Can I come?
The Wilbur. Would you come?
I would love to. Oh, wait, you're doing it in January?
We're going back to live shows in January.
I would love that. Have you been to the Wilbur Theater?
Yeah, we were from there last year.
Fucking fantastic.
It's fantastic. So we're going to Wilbur, and then we go to the gay bar after.
Club Cafe.
Yep.
Do you actually? Yeah, I really want to go to this.
Me and Nicole host a party afterwards. We do appearances, and then all the gays and the drag queens, they come out, and we just like do an after party for all the straight people that come to our parties.
How's that going on tour with her?
It's so much fun. Yeah. You know, we while out, as usual.
How did you meet her?
I met her on a job. I was.
Oh, you told me this at the beginning of the podcast. Yeah,
No. Well, I didn't tell you the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. I was working out for MAC Cosmetics, and I was on this reality show for them. It was kind of a competition show, and it was like a Halloween theme. So I did this like every year, and I won every year for 4 years in a row. So this is the fifth year I'm doing it, and she was the host this year of it. So I had, and then they were like, "Oh, do you mind doing her makeup too?" I was like, "Okay, sure." So I'm in the back running to her makeup. She runs and
so you got
over.
The shovel, you got the wheelbarrow.
Yeah,
fucking with you. That was mean. That was your friend. That's not a funny joke. So what happened?
So she sat in the chair, and we're like, she was hungover, and she's like, "Oh my god." I'm hungover. I need to start drinking. He's like, "Will you do shots with me?" I was like, "Of course." So then we were at Pier 59 Studios at the time filming it.
Do shots is such a term I have not heard. Let's do shots.
She said, "Will you do shots?" I go, "Yeah." So they were letting us drink because they wanted the people they wanted the makeup people to be like more responsive on the show.
Yeah.
So like the producers were letting us drink to get like, crazier and fight with each other.
Yeah, of course.
Stuff.
That's the name of the game in reality television. Yeah. Get everyone blacked out drunk. I've talked about it before. Yeah. And then watch it go.
So they were letting us drink anyway. So she's like, "This was like 7 a.m. though." She was like, "Will you do shots with me?" I said, "Absolutely." So we started doing shots, and then like, you know, we clicked. We were soulmates, and
now you're doing live shows at the Wilbur, and you're going. When does it start? Are there any this summer?
Not this summer. We're waiting till everything's back to open like full time. Yeah. So we don't want to like.
You don't want to rush it.
Yeah, we don't want to get like labeled.
Do
as
they sell out?
Sensitive. You know, some do.
Yeah,
some don't. Like we sold like Atlantic City. Where were we at? Harris.
Oh yeah, that'll crush.
Harris sold out. We have shows coming this winter. We're doing. Three in Texas. We're doing Dallas, Austin, and...
Oh, that's got to be a wild...
Dallas, Austin.
You're going to Texas. Oh, Lord.
Dallas, Austin, and the other one, Houston. And then we're doing Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Yep.
And we're doing Wilbur. So we have five right now for January, but...
That's so fun. I went to Texas, and I was...
I love Texas.
I love Texas.
Dallas. Did you go to Dallas?
We went to Dallas.
Did you go to the Roundup?
I think I – so here's the thing. I don't remember what gay bars we went to because I was so drunk.
Are they
and
the
I
best?
Was here with people from work, and I was like – I thought I was like hot shit. I was trashed. I showed up. I was like, this is going to be so impressive. All these guys are going to be into me in front of my coworkers.
Yeah, because I'm a barstool.
I walked in literally, and it was like the red – those like the Red Sea parting. People were – I was so drunk. It was a disaster. But
who
the
was this lanky queen coming
who
up?
Who is this lanky queen? I was
trying to two-step.
I was wearing what I'm wearing now. Like, I did not look good. It was like me, Kate, and then like three editors who I like forced to come with us.
Oh,
but Texas was a fucking blast. There's one more thing that I want to talk about with you before we go. I'm going to fuck up the natural flow of the conversation.
I'll do it.
Because I need to hear about your opinion on Prince Philip dead, 73 years of marriage. Trying to steal DMX's shine.
How rude.
And also Queen Elizabeth Hot Girl Summer. Do we think that's going to happen? When do you think the last time they fucked was?
I don't think they're able to, are they? But they're like, 99 years old.
No, I know. Well, but like in the 90s, you think he was knocking the dust off that thing?
Yeah. How old are they? How old do they be? I think when they're 70s. I think 70s were probably the last time they did it.
Really?
She probably has like two like British black guys that are banging her out on the regular.
You think so?
Some soldiers, some toy soldiers from Santa's workshop over there.
That's where Santa's workshop is.
You know, I like that bitch because she drinks all day long. She has
what are you talking about?
Google her drinking schedule. She has a schedule. Princess Queen, whatever her name is. Sorry, that's you. That's you, Pat. Trish,
that's
sorry. You're Princess Queen.
Queen
she has a Dubonnet with, at 11 a.m. with lunch, and then she has a glass of champagne with this, and then she drinks all day. She has a schedule. And it's every single day. So she, this bitch is lit all day long.
When do you think she's going to die?
I don't think she is.
You don't think she has, like, the elixir? They're drinking, like, children's blood?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I think shortly after. Were they really in love, you think?
No, they hated each other. Did you watch The Crown?
Everyone has to watch this damn fucking thing now.
I hate Victoria Aaron era, like, bullshit, whatever, but I actually really thought it was good. And I just want to see Diana in it.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with when she'll die, but she probably shortly after. She's normally after someone's husband goes, they go too.
Yeah.
And there's already plans. Now Princess Harry's father is going to be the new king.
He's an asshole. He's
yeah.
a fucking
That's
prick.
When they cheated on Diana.
Yeah, Diana.
Yeah.
He cheated on Diana. he cheated on Diana. And also his other brother is a pedophile. He's the Epstein
that's
guy.
That's the one. So that's what's
Andrew.
So,
yeah.
So I would think that – oh, so we can't say that Epstein's people had him killed because it doesn't really matter. We'd kill
He's
the
alive.
Other person.
Yeah.
Yeah, he touches kids.
He does. Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
How?
How do you think you're
gonna die? I probably being fat, like diabetes and a diabetes coma, eating myself to sleep. I'll wake up next to a fucking pizza
box. You die like
box.
Mama Cass, you
yeah.
choke on a hand sandwich.
Yeah.
How much weight do you think you could gain if you had to, really?
Oh.
Are you ever in fear of being anorexic again?
No, I'm not in fear of that. I'm just the things with me is I lose weight so quickly, so it's been a safety net for me my whole life. So that's like when I did get fat. I mean, I am still fat, but I just have no tits now. Do you want to see my scars?
Yes. Can you show them?
Isn't it ugly?
Oh, show the camera.
So I have to. I've confided my friend Got Mick from RuPaul's Drag Race season 13 on how she's getting rid of her. He's getting. Well, I can say either he or she with her.
Yep.
Because she's all about it. Of how to get rid of it. I need to find a laser consultant to laser them off before
this is
summer.
The perfect. Our next advertiser is laser. Those are grisly, and I didn't mean to gasp at you when you showed
I
them.
Know.
I thought it was. So they really. They just took them out.
Yeah. They
essentially.
Like,
they look good though. It looks like regular.
Yeah. It looks good.
And I guess that's the goal is to not have it be like something happened here.
Well, I have concealer I can cover it with my makeup, so I'm not worried about that. But I just wanted to get them eventually off, and then I – because now it's like this is the next episode. I was worried about my nipples being puffy and like having bitch tits. Now I'm worried that I look like fucking Edward Scissorhands got me on a – with a blindfold on.
I want to do a segment with you. We talked about it for YouTube where – what kind of makeup do you do? You do like everything.
For my work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I basically mostly, you know – like television people, models, actors.
But can you do like drag makeup? Like,
yeah.
Do you know how?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you ever be interested in doing a segment here where we put like some of the guys in drag?
Absolutely.
You would? I think 100%. That would crush on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, no, I love it.
Okay.
I've done that a ton of times.
Can we book you for it? Like,
yeah, I did
is
it for
this the
time.
Official? We have video evidence that this is getting booked now.
Yes.
Okay.
Like good. Real drag. Do we get costumes and wigs and stuff?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Can we
we'll
shave
do it all.
Them?
Yeah.
Have them tuck?
Well, we can use Manscaped to shave them. The
oh, we can.
3.0, code about.
Do you like that?
Do I like it's okay. I do blush, actually.
I like my ass. I'm not going to get that, but I thought it needs to be more powerful. Like, it wasn't cut enough.
What do you mean?
The Manscaped 3. I have the more, I can say 2.0. Now I'm aging myself.
My king, you need the 3.0.
It lights up.
It lights up. And it's got the skin-safe technology.
But you know what? I love their cologne.
The ball cologne.
The ball cologne, but also they have a spray cologne that smells like the ball cologne.
So
I love
smell
it.
Like balls?
No, I'm not wearing that now. I'm wearing something much more chic. Much more chic.
Well, Joey, this has been a delight.
This has been lovely. That's what I say on my podcast, to cut her off. I'm like, well, this has been lovely.
This has to cut her off. Well, this has been lovely. I've been wanting to get you on here forever, so thank you so much for coming in. I'm glad that we had KFC on.
Yes.
To do a little
I got a kiss on the lips. I hope that camera got it.
You got a kiss on the lips from
right here? Right here. Full one.
I love it. And tell everyone where they can find you one more time before we let you get out.
Well, you can find me and all my antics on Instagram. Follow me at Mr. P, M-I-S-T-E-R. Mr. P79 at MASTERP79 and look for my new show on food and wine. But actually, don't. They're going to cancel me after this interview. But on Tuesdays on Food and Wine's YouTube, I'll be doing a weekly show called Cook the Book, and it's going to be a gay old time.
I love it.
Yeah, and look for me on tour in our podcast every Friday.
We're plugging everything.
Yeah, our podcast every Friday. It's called It's Happening. Anywhere fine podcasts are found. And I live at 122.
The Upper East Side. All right, Joey, we love you. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, do all that stuff that we tell you to do every week. And we will see you guys on Thursday. Bye.
Thank you, Trish.